These three sessions will be leaning on the name of Jesus and the Word of God and the Holy Ghost. Now, I believe what I preach.
Yes, sir.
Now, you're going to have to believe.
Yes, sir.
Are you understanding me?
Yes, sir.
Because there's territories that we're going in, hermeneutics not going to do it. Theology, not going to do it. Denominations will not do it. It has to be in the spirit. There has been a death of miracles, signs, and wonders in the body of Christ for many, many years. I mean, you have sprinkling, but that's our lifestyle.
Yes, sir.
And so in these three sections, I want to bring you back into the revelation of miracles and how miracles function and how to depend on God more than you depend on a job or a business. I'm going to start. I sit under a apostle, and he did some things with the word miracle. And so I'm going to start off, we can call it a prayer, statement of faith. He took the first letter, M, in miracle. You can go ahead and sit down and start writing. I'm praying and saying right now. The word M means or give us for the model we are to follow. Jesus is our model. Whatever happened in his life, he left the ball in our hand, the same thing should, could, and would happen in our lives as we yield to the same anointing he did. So the statement says, Lord Jesus, you opened the way for me to know God personally. And that's one of the things that ahead of miracles is that you're working from your personal position with God. You have to know God is a miracle-working God. We'll get to our subject in a while. You have to know that God is a miracle-working God and that Jesus was our model to show us how to personally work with God and receive from God and represent God.
Yes, sir.
All right?
Yes, sir.
So we here, basically, I'm in the divine environment because the people that runs with me, they're not hostile people. They just want to know more about God. And I'm thankful for God. I think God took me out of a lot of hostile territories. And then it says, you came back from the dead and sent the Holy Spirit to dwell in me. Now, for miracles, and you know the anointing gonna hit this place, for miracles to transpire, there must be a divine intervention of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And so you must know you have that contact, that personal contact with the Holy Spirit. Now listen very carefully to the next statement. Now the ministry that you begin is continued through me. That is so powerful that our model, Jesus, his ministry is now in us.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Now you have to understand this. With the same possibilities. With the same power. Operating from the same Father.
Yes, sir.
I got to get these preliminaries out because we're apostolically, in the apostolic, with the apostolic gospel, where the government of Jesus and the Holy Spirit and the Word of God and the gospel and grace and mercy will start taking over again.
Yes, sir.
And the respect gonna come back to the body of Christ and to the church and to the believer. For the only reason we don't have respect, we're not functioning fully in our power.
Yes, sir.
You know, we got a little dance, a little clap your hand, run down the aisle, but no, There needs to be some manifestation, demonstration, evidence, overflow. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
And so these three sessions, that's what I'm having to do. I'm glad you tuned in. So Jesus is continuing his ministry through me.
Yes,
say that.
Jesus is continuing his ministry through me.
Now my question is, was Jesus' ministry a miracle ministry? Did Jesus come up against anything that he couldn't handle?
Come on, sir.
Now remember, you took his place.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. And so Jesus constantly had miracles in his ministry.
Yes, sir.
We're going to get to your money after a while. But Jesus had money miracles.
Yes, sir.
Plenty of them.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Plenty. Yeah, plenty of money miracles. Religion distorted God's image, but you reveal what he is like. Mm-hmm. Now, religion have a problem with prosperity. Mm-hmm. They have a problem with talking about money, but God don't.
Right.
Jesus don't.
Yes, sir.
The Holy Spirit don't. I'm reading my Bible. I see God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit talking about prosperity, money, overflow, abundance. I see Jesus say, I come that you might have life, that you might have it more abundantly. What are you talking about? You know, that don't sound like poverty to me.
No.
Right?
Right.
All right. And then he created me to be like him. Mm-hmm. I am his offspring. So he says, you are my model. I chose to emulate you. I got to take my time with this because this does so much for me in the aspect of understanding that miracles are easy to manifest.
Yes, sir.
You know, you have to get through all the denomination, all this religious stuff, and all these proper preachers and all these stars, you'll finally see God there ready to do something a whole lot more than a shake.
Yes, sir.
The life that you live is the life I now live. So we're supposed to be living the same life that Jesus lived, which was, he's our model,
yes, sir,
a life of miracles.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
A life of no impossibilities. A life, get this now, because we're going to talk about your money in a few minutes. A life of no impossibility. A life of no limitation.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I've seen so many Christians are limited in their finances. And that shouldn't be, and I mean good people who love God. I believe after these three sessions, miracles are going to start happening all over the world.
Yes, sir.
Financial miracles.
Yes, sir.
Money miracles.
Yes, sir. Money miracles.
It's an aspect of prosperity, but that's my assignment.
Yes, sir.
See, I know prosperity means more than money, but it includes money also. I know abundance means more than money, but it includes money also. I know wealth means more than money, but it includes money also. You know, I know increase means more than money, but I know it includes money also.
Yes, sir.
I say money also.
Money also.
All right, all right, all right. So now, the life that you live is the life I now live. I'm just giving you this. I want you to have this. The spirit that anoints you now function through me.
Wow.
Talking about the model of Jesus. The spirit that anointed Jesus now function through me.
Yes, sir.
Now listen to this next statement. I want you to write this next statement down. Understanding that unlocks your miracle life in me. Understand. That's what I want to bring through in these three sessions as we're going to talk about money cometh, unlock miracle money. But listen to what he said. Understanding that unlocks your miracle life in me. So therefore, I said to the body of Christ, you have a miracle money life that will be unlocked in these three sessions.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. A miracle, what?
You, yes,
a miracle money life?
Yeah.
You see, because most men are afraid to say that. But I'm not.
Yes, sir.
Because I'm on assignment.
Yes, sir.
And I have unlocked it in my life.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm not talking secondhand paperwork information, all right? So God did his work through you, now he's continued through me. You came to do God's will. Now his will is realized through my life. That's a power. That's powerful. You get it off the tape. There's a lot of stuff he said. Matthew chapter 17. Chapter 17 of Matthew is a miracle chapter.
Yes,
yeah, start off with the transfiguration.
Yes,
it's powerful. And then a tremendous miracle took place in someone's life in that chapter. A healed demon, a healing of a devil-possessed boy in Matthew 17 was dealt with in this chapter. And then the last miracle is going to deal with money and finances, which is going to be our text in Matthew chapter 17, verse 24. And we're going to be dealing with, I have a lot, money cometh, releases, and unlock money miracles. Unlock money miracles. Everybody say money miracles.
Money miracles.
Or another way you can say it, money cometh, releases, miracle money. Now, listen. Don't hold me if you get out of debt. Don't blame me. Don't blame me. It's God doing it.
Yes, sir.
But he sent me here with this message. Now, y'all thinking monthly. Or y'all thinking yearly.
Wow, wow.
No, it could be done. Boom.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And so I want that type of believing in here.
Yes, sir.
See? And so in the name of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Spirit, anointings and mantles and revelation will be released on you here in Darrow, Columbus, Ohio, around the world. Everybody connected.
Yes, sir.
Just pay attention. This will not be normal ministry. And I'm going to take my time and yield to the Holy Spirit. But there's going to be a functioning in you when you leave here.
Yes, sir.
I said there's going to be a functioning in you, a money functioning.
Yes, sir.
Straighten out the mess you made. Straighten out, you know, the debts and the lack and the limitation you've been living under all these years serving God, raising your hand. You should have some money in your hand when you raise it.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Have all your bills in your hands, so they're all paid for. My house, everything paid for.
Yeah.
I got a money miracle.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, God got a money miracle looking for you.
Yes, sir.
See, God has money miracles looking for me.
Looking for me.
Territory, y'all getting in a new territory now. So let's read this fabulous, and this Jesus was the first person to use money coming.
Right.
When I got it in the supermarket some years ago, it was already out.
Yes, sir.
Nobody had not taken a hold of it, but Jesus was the first one.
Yes, sir.
Even in the Old Testament, they talk about the money that coming. But here in Matthew 7:24. And when they were come to Capernaum, they that received tribute money came to Peter. Now, I really want to stop on Peter because you're not going to get no miracles unless you understand Peter. Peter had a certain characteristic about him that caused him to receive miracles. It was Peter who got out the boat. Everybody else was in the boat. Peter, they talk about Peter beginning to sink, but he got out the boat.
Yes,
he got a miracle.
Yes, sir.
See? Then it's Peter. You see? Then down further, they say they want people out in the street just so Peter shatter.
Yes, sir.
Peter packing miracles.
Yes, sir.
When everybody else got another revelation of Jesus, Peter told him, no, he the Christ.
Yes, sir.
Peter had a revelation. Peter's the denier, but yet God loved Peter for a reason, because Peter opened his mouth when everybody else was scared. On the Mount of Transfiguration, I'm talking about America now. I'm talking about how you can function and have miracles. You're going to have to be different.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
On Mount Transfiguration, Moses and Elijah showed up, and Peter said, I'm going to take a chance. Let's build three tabernacles. And Jesus loved him. He's out of order a lot of time, but Jesus loved him.
Yes, sir.
Because he was a candidate for miracle.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Yeah. To receive miracles, sometimes you got to get out of normal order.
Wow. Right.
Come on, sir.
And see, we in the church, we're too normal. We know we sing three songs, preach a sermon, you know. No. You got to get out of order, all right? Now, I'll talk about Peter more. Let me try to finish reading this. In the 25th verse, he said, yes. Peter answered him. He said, yes. See, Peter answered you up, too. Peter cut your ear off, too. He said, yes. And when he was coming to the house, Jesus prevented him. In other words, Jesus knew what he was about to say, saying, what thinkest thou, Simon? Of whom do the kings of the earth take custom or tribute of their own children of strangers? Peter, verse 26. Peter said unto him, of strangers. Jesus said unto him, then are the children free. Now this 27th verse knocks a lot of hole in theology and religion and denomination and prosperity haters. Notwithstanding, lest we should offend them, go thou to the sea and cast an hook. You don't need no bunch of hooks. And take up the fish that first cometh. That's the money coming right there. Up, and when thou open his mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money. That's money coming right there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
That take and give unto them for me and thee. Now, there's many things I have to say to you before I even get to get ready to take some notes. The first thing I must understand is that the miracle life is in me. The miracle life is in me. The same miracle life that was in Jesus is in me.
Yes, sir.
So I'm a walking miracle. And all my bills are about to be paid. As I understand, but finances, the same way. God can do a miracle with finances just like anything else. That's, we saw that just now. That's a miracle. Money in a fish mouth?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And because I have miracle life in me, therefore all things are possible.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Thirdly, I am designed by God to live an unlimited life for him.
Yes, sir.
Ooh, Lord. It's not just for me.
Yes, sir.
For him. I'm designed to live an unlimited financial life, unlimited money life. Yes. That's what I'm talking about, money.
Yes, sir.
For him. I'm designed to live that kind of life.
Yes, sir.
Don't care who get upset. Don't care what they say about you. They just don't understand who you are.
Yes, sir.
For him.
And so I wrote, money miracles belongs to me. See, I got to get you believing. You got to hear what I'm saying. I'm not just preaching a sermon. I got to get you to believe this. See, you got to go to bed with this on your mind tonight. Money miracles belong to me. See, we just can't have an exchange. You got to go down in you. You got to believe it. If thou can believe, see the problem that the miracles has not been functioning because people have not, the preacher was preaching, didn't believe it, and then the people couldn't believe it because the preacher didn't believe it. But when I believe it.
Yes, sir, I believe it.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I know it.
Yes, sir.
I know it.
You got manifestation in my life, demonstration in my life.
Yes, sir.
I done seen money come in all kind of ways. Mm-hmm. Money have really attacked me. Money have attached itself to me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I can't go nowhere where money not looking for me.
Yes, sir.
I'm trying to put this on you.
Yes, sir.
Where Leroy at? Money. Money had my conversation. Where is Leroy?
Yes, sir.
That's who I'm looking for.
Yes, sir.
Money miracles belong to me. Prosperity miracles belong to me. Abundant miracles belong to me. Wealth miracles belong to me. Increased miracles belong to me.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to go over them because I want you to hear them again.
Yes, sir.
Money miracles belong to me. Prosperity miracles belong to me. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Abundant miracles belong to me. Repeat it after me, please. Let me go over it again. Let me go over it again. Let me go over it again. I feel the Holy Ghost. Let me go over it again. You got to get this down deep down in your soul. It's already in your spirit. It's your soul need to prosper. Get this down in your soul. Money miracles belong to me. Say it.
Money miracles belong to me.
Number two, prosperity miracles. Come on.
Prosperity miracles.
Belong to me.
Belong to me.
You online, let's do it. Abundant miracles.
Abundant miracles.
Belong to me.
Belong to me.
Wealth miracles.
Wealth miracles.
Belong to me.
Belong to me.
Increased miracles.
Increased miracles.
Belong to me.
Belong to me.
Listen to this one. Favor miracles.
Favor miracles.
Belong to me.
Belong to me.
Debt cancellation miracle.
Debt cancellation miracle.
Belong to me.
Belong to me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I wrote you another note. I'll minister the text in a few minutes. Don't be uneasy believing for money miracles. Jesus wasn't. And you here to finish his mission.
Yes, sir.
Jesus said, we're not going to do this. We're not going to pay this tax the normal way. We could get it out of the bag, but I just want to show this world system.
Yes,
that's right. That's right.
Come on, Apostle.
I'm not going to pay them with normal money. Mm-hmm. I'm going to pay them with some miracle money.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And it seemed like when the miracle money starts flowing, everything get out the way. You just got out of debt.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
With miracle money.
With miracle money.
The revelation just passed by your chair, wherever you're sitting at. You just got out of debt with miracle money. That's the way you're going to get out of debt. You're not going to get out of debt with regular money. Regular money is designed to keep you in debt, but miracle money will get you out of debt. The Father said, you'll be the lender and not the borrower. You're the head and not the tail. And so this revelation about money coming is tied in with unlocking miracle money. I didn't know it myself until the Lord started ministering to me the depth of money coming, why he gave me that. He says to unlock miracle money.
Yes, sir.
I sent you to prophesy my kind of money. Prophesy what I can do for you financially.
Yes, sir.
Not what no company with a little interest can do for you. No.
Right.
No. With me, you don't need no interest. Yeah.
Come on, sir.
You're going to have so much, you don't need no interest.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I want you to get this down to it because I need y'all to go over these things and believe them. The energy that locate and attract money is in me.
Mm. Yep. Yes, sir.
Now, let me go to the text a little bit here and say some things about the text. I want to emphasize again about Peter. Peter, if you look, many times his name is used in the scripture, and one time he rebuked Jesus.
Yes, sir.
And Jesus turned around and rebuked him. He just thought he wasn't disrespectful. He just said, you don't know what you're talking about right now. Hold on. Mm-hmm. He didn't recognize that Jesus had more revelation than him. And Jesus knew, but Jesus knew Jesus lacked that. Jesus said, this boy's ready to go. And so that's why Peter is used here, because miracles just don't happen. And you sing that song, I'm looking for a miracle. A miracle. Just looking is not good enough, baby. You have to believe for miracles. We've been looking. You have to believe. Everything from God, you have to believe it. You have to hear enough where it get down in you, then you go to expecting it to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, when things look rough, it means that a miracle about to happen.
Yeah.
So who I'm talking to out there? When it looked like the finance, that's why God got you online. Your miracle is about to happen. Now, look at this text in the 27th verse. Because you must learn how to follow miracle instruction.
Uh-huh.
Miracle instruction are not going to be normal. They're not going to tell you to go down the street and turn left. Mm-hmm. It's something in there going to make you have to trust God.
Yes, sir.
And he'll test you. And I'm preparing you for miracles now, because sometimes we think things are going wrong.
Yes, sir.
But the Lord is doing something for us supernaturally.
Yes, sir.
So these seven steps that Peter had to take for this miracle to function, first of all, he had to go down to the sea.
Uh-huh.
Now, what had the sea? Go down to the sea. He told Philip, go down. Look at the text. Not withstanding lest we should offend him, go down to the sea. What this got to do with it? And see, that's what happened. See, his language will lose you if you're not trusting him.
Uh-huh.
You know, like he told that man, put the mud on his eye, man blind, go down there and wash. See, his orders, miracle orders are not normal. So you have to know you got the miracle life in you, then you got to understand that miracle life, and then you got to have miracle faith.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Go down to the sea. Step one, and cast an hook or cast a hook. Uh-huh. Now, Peter used to fish with nets.
Right.
But miracles don't guess.
Yes, sir.
Miracles are direct. Miracles pick up what they desire to pick up. In other words, all you need is one hook.
Yes, sir.
Miracles don't go fishing.
Come on, sir.
See, in life, financially, most people fishing. But your fishing days are over. You listen to me, because God tonight gonna give you a hook.
Yes, sir.
And you follow that instruction instead of following all them other. You got so much out there, theology, and so many doctrine, and so much homiletic out there, and so much denominational rules and religious ideas out there, until it has smothered. It has smothered the miracle.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
The different ideas, different things, different strategies, bringing all them worldly strategies in the church and smothering the Holy Ghost and smothering Katana Lomosaya, smothering the Word of God, smothering the name of Jesus. They're stacking all this stuff out there, bringing it in the church and trying to, you know, put bowls on the wall and all that kind of stuff. I know about all that.
Come on.
God's miracle are not mental.
That's good. Come on.
You heard what I said?
Yes, sir.
They're not mental.
Yes, sir.
And they're not mind alone.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have the spirit, and you got to have your soul involved.
Yes, sir.
For God's miracle, and your faith, and the gospel, and the word. Go down to the sea. I wrote a note for you. Obey. You don't know where your miracle is. So if he tell you go down to the sea, obey. See, obey. Because he's not, I tell you one thing, he's not going to tell you everything, because it's not going to be a miracle.
Yes, sir.
See. And cast a hook. One hook, not a net.
Yes, sir.
and take up the fish that's fresh cometh up. We don't need no more fish. First one got it. Now we read that. Boy, that's powerful.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's powerful.
You know, you what? Money in a fish mouth,
yes.
And I got a bill to pay,
yes.
And it come up to the right amount.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Yes, sir.
For me and my helper.
Yeah.
Money in a fish mouth. Say it.
Money in a fish mouth.
Is that a miracle?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Then he give him further instruction. I want you to open his mouth.
Uh-huh.
When I open his mouth, and I wrote these words, somebody put their seat belt on. You open the mouth of your miracles.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Glory to God. Yes, sir.
The mouth of your miracles been closed up to this moment, but tonight,
yes, sir.
You open the mouth of your miracle. Because
yeah.
The mouth of your miracle is in you.
Right.
You the mouth of your miracle.
Yes.
You speak your miracle.
Yes.
You call things that be not as though they were. You say I'm out of debt. You say I'm living abundant life. You say I'm living on top and not the bottom. You call your miracle.
Yes, sir.
Your miracle is in your mouth.
My miracle is in my mouth.
Come on, sir.
Miracle is not in your pocket. Your miracle is not at the bank. Your miracle is not in your job. It's in your mouth.
Yes, sir.
Yes. That's good.
You open the mouth of your miracle. Yes, I open it. I'll never be broke another day in my life.
I'll never be broke another day.
But that's it, man.
Yes, sir.
See, you open. Money cometh to me now.
Money cometh to me now.
Oh, you just opened money miracles.
Yes, sir.
You see, because money cometh with Jesus in this text, money cometh is prophetical.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a principle. It's not. It's not an ideal. It's prophetic. It carries kingdom substance. It came from God. In other words, money coming is just as strong as Jesus saying, go catch a fish.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
It's actually God language.
Yes, sir.
In a dying church, when it comes to finances, the church, and they don't even know how to hear it really, because money cometh is flowing with money miracle. And if you take it lightly, if you don't apply your faith, you don't recognize God is talking to you through Leroy.
Come on.
And you believe it.
Yes.
Yeah. Just like I see some people stop. I told them years ago, when you write a check above your name, write money coming.
Yes, sir.
You're not writing Leroy, you're writing money coming. You're writing a word from God that will change your check, change your bank, change your finances.
Yes, sir.
All right. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Don't stop someone, a prophet, tell you to do it. Keep on doing it.
Yes, sir.
Because God is just checking you out, but it got to come through because it's divine.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yes, sir.
I got a check the other day, and it wasn't money coming, so I started to write it on it myself. The bank, I told you, the bank are going to say, what this is, money coming around a good rule. Money coming around a good rule. What does this mean? But all the time, they're confessing money to Ronna Goodrow.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
God got to show them what it means if they keep saying it.
Uh-huh.
And then Ronna go back in the bank, and his account, he got more money to deposit.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so he said, well, why you ordered that?
Yes,
see, the bank teller, why you ordered that? I'm going to write this too. I don't know what this is, but I'm going to write it. So she don't have the revelation of it.
Yes,
so y'all sit down. The fifth thing, he said, thou shalt find a piece of money. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, you got to see, but it took Peter to do this.
Yeah, yes, sir.
See, it took somebody to get out the boat.
Yes, sir.
Peter go down there. Peter said, well, all right, I'll go down there. I see Peter slapping that fish out there. Open your mouth. Bow! Open your mouth. Pull that money out there. That take and give to them for me and you. Now, in that lesson, the ingenuity of Jesus and the infirmities of Peter became one. If you want mirrors, you got to recognize, that you have infirmities. But the ingenuity of Jesus, the ingenuity of the kingdom. In other words, you know, ingenuity means clever, organized. And so the two, he had Peter there, just, you know, Peter just do anything. I mean, just, but he knew he could, so Peter knew he was infirm. Jesus knew he was infirm. You infirm too.
Yes, sir.
I'm infirm, you infirm. And you're not, you don't have to brag on it, but that's the only way the glory gonna come out. Yes. Because you recognize you can't do it yourself. How many jobs you got? Mm-hmm. How long you been working two jobs?
Come on, sir.
How late you work at night? How much overtime you take?
Come on, sir.
Did it get you out?
Come on, sir.
No, I'm here to get you out.
Yes, sir.
On behalf of the Father, money, miracles. Coming to your life right now. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ingenuity, infirmities, inspiration. Ingenuity, infirmities, no, instruction. Then inspiration. Now, listen to this. Asking and believing for miracles is not selfish, but superior to this world system. Superior. In other words, you and I, because we're a child of God, we should be living a superior financial life in this world.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Wow.
Superior.
Superior. Yeah, because we serve the superior one.
Yes, sir.
My, my. Miracles, money miracles move us into the no limit zone. No impossibility zone financially no more in my life. Therefore, from this meeting forward, there will be no limit on your money and no impossibility for your money. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, when Jesus sent Peter to the sea, we have to remember Jesus was packing a fivefold anointing.
Yes, sir.
Self-same anointing you could pack. In Luke 4:18.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Uh-huh. He packed it an anointing for the broke.
Yes, sir.
He packed it an anointing for the broken. He packed an anointing for bondage. Uh-huh. He packed it an anointing for blindness. Uh-huh. And he packed it an anointing for the bruised.
Yes, sir.
For the broke, he preaches the gospel. For the broken, he healed. For the bondage, he preached deliverance. For the blind, he preached recover.
Come on.
For the bruised, he preached liberty. So all of these anointings enter into your finances tonight.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
There will be in your finances from this night forward, because of the miracle, there are going to be the communion of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is going to direct your financial transaction from this conference on.
Yes, sir.
Direction from the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Direction from the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
All right, you got that?
Yes, sir.
All right. After that direction comes the anointing. Direction, anointing. You're working on miracles now. Direction, communion from the Holy Ghost, then anointed by the Holy Ghost. Are you still with me?
Yes, sir.
Then the Spirit said the leading of the Holy Ghost. We're talking about money miracle, because I want it real clear to the hecklers who are listening.
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about by a divine assignment from my Father, I'm talking about money. And I'm talking about money miracle. Mm-hmm. I know about healing. Mm-hmm. I know about people raising from the dead. I've seen people raised from the dead. But right now, I'm trying to raise your finances from the dead.
Yes, sir.
So I'm talking about money miracle. Money cometh. Unlock money miracles in your life.
Yes, sir.
All right. After that, the leading of the Holy Spirit, you have demonstrations of money. Uh-huh. So a few more minutes. Glory to God. Glory to God. Financial miracles are the will of God and in the plan of God.
Yes,
now, who is for? I'm going to give you that again now. Financial miracles are in the will of God and in the plan of God for those who know how to believe, receive, and release properly.
Yes.
Believe,
yes, sir.
Receive, and release properly. See, so there has to be a training first. Before you can step off into miracle money, you got to be in session like this. Because you got to know how to tie the ends, because it will destroy you if you don't know what it's for. Okay? Jesus in our text teaches us the money cometh miracle, money lesson. And then in Matthew 17:27, the world system will hold you down if you don't have money wisdom. Turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 10. Money is a defense.
Yes, sir.
Wisdom is the defense. How could they put money that high if money evil? How could they put money as a parallel twin with wisdom? Yeah, the scripture says, say not thou, what is the call that that's the 10th verse there. Say not thou, what is the call that the former days were better than these? For thou dost not inquire wisely concerning this. Go to the next verse. Wisdom is good with an inheritor, and by it there is a profit to them that see the sun.
Uh-huh.
Keep going. Now look at this verse. Who with me?
Yes, sir.
Let me get the best out of you. Let me see. I might want dance on this. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah, y'all.
Hallelujah.
What's the matter with y'all? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Whew. Man, I don't know if I've done anything for you. Huh?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
My God. I feel money looking for me. Like, you know, boy, I done made some people mad now, boy. See, he talking about money looking for him. It happen all the time.
Yes, sir.
Every church I go to,
mm-hmm.
their income go up.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Every church I ever been to, if they open, their income go off the hook. Their income double, triple, just because I've been there. It's a step full of money.
Yes,
every Sunday.
Yes, sir.
You know, don't blame me. He told me go with it, and I wasn't scared. That's why it's happening.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All of my sons, all of them receiving and daughters, they receiving money because of this anointing, because they come on the step. Them people wasn't giving them no money on no step before I went there.
Come on,
now you act like I haven't been there.
Come on,
it's you, huh? All right, you. Let me read you. Go back to the 10th verse. Ecclesiastes 7:10. Because say not thou, what is the cause that the former days were better than these? For thou dost not inquire wisely concerning this. Now you see that this is miracle talk here. This is why we got to step back into miracle, because the Old Testament blows out the water. The Old Testament, debt, what? Debt, come, let me show you my stack. See what I'm saying? But we've been wrestling with this thing. We got the cross, we got the blood, we're on the other side of the cross, the Holy Ghost didn't come, and we were wrestling with this money thing, which is elementary.
Yes, sir.
Money is elementary, is in first grade.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. And so, now, mind you, while I'm talking, because I have backup, God is lifting some things off of you.
Yes.
See, I'm not going to be squalling and hollering up here. I want you to get some money. You need to have your money so God's work can go on and so you can relax yourself without all that stress and you don't have to put on no front. It be real.
Real.
Your Father wants you to be blessed.
Yes, sir. Yes, he does.
And he don't want you to go after money. He want money to come after you. We've been going after it, going after it. Now, the Lord give us this revelation. He didn't say money go. He said money coming.
Money coming.
So that means you don't have to go for it. You just got to fall in line with the revelation of it, and the money will start being magnetized and attracted to you.
Yes, sir.
And you can get that money stuff off your mind.
Yes, sir.
Now, notice this. That 10th verse explained a lot, you know that? Huh?
Yes, sir.
Say not thou, what is the cause? That old boy asked in Judges 6, where be all the miracle? And you know what? I read it the other day. There was Gideon. Who that's Gideon? Yeah, asked, where be all the miracles in the book of Judges? And they cut his army down to 300.
Yep.
The Lord said, is in you. I come to get you. That's what the miracles are. They're in you. I want you to take your infirmities and let me have it.
Yes. Wow.
And took him and used him and said, you got 2 minutes. You see, you don't need a whole 32,000. You don't need all them.
Right.
Because a lot of them just lag us. They keep them. See, you don't need all them. He said, I'll do it. I'll do it with these fellas who paying attention. And that's who going to get this money coming.
That's right.
Yes, that's the one who looking both sides. Lapping like a dog.
Come on.
Then nobody will sneak behind me and take this from me. I ain't hearing that. Somebody to come on TV talking about, oh, you don't need to talk about that money and all that money stuff. Can you send an offering right after we finish it?
That's what they do.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
No sense.
Let me go on with this. It seemed that the Holy Ghost, the 11th verse says, wisdom is good with an inheritance, by it there's profit to them that see the sun. Now notice verse 12. Verse 12, you with me?
Yes, sir.
For wisdom is a defense, and money is an offense. Money offend God. That's what they've been saying. No. For money is a defense, wisdom is a defense, and money is a defense.
That's right.
But the excellent knowledge is that wisdom gives life to them ahead. You gotta have wisdom. The kind of money I'm talking about, you're gonna have to have wisdom.
Right.
But that's no problem. The same one who give you the money, give you the wisdom.
Absolutely.
Jesus, and I want you to get this. Jesus knew his financial rights. Just write it down. The Holy Ghost will talk to you about that. Jesus knew his financial rights.
Yes, sir.
And I said it to you earlier, but in our text back then, Matthew 17, I wrote in my study, Jesus applied the prophetic essence of money coming right here in that text. When he said, that boy to look for that fish. And he said, when you open that fish mouth, first fish comes up. Open the mouth. He applied the prophetic essence of money coming. Oh, I dare him say, him and Jesus had the same revelation. We got the same Father.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
And I'm here standing in his place tonight.
Yes, sir.
I'm completing his ministry.
Yes, sir.
See, you got to understand that. See, I'm not bragging about me. I'm just thankful that he gave me an assignment.
Yes, sir.
But if you don't recognize the Jesus who told Peter, go catch the fish, talking to you right now.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yep.
Through the gospel.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
So the same power that was with Peter when he went and threw that hook in, is in you tonight.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Same power.
Yes, it is.
That's all.
Yes, sir.
But you got to be like Peter. I'll do it. Get out the boat. Peter said, all the other boys were sleeping there. They were criticizing Peter. Peter said, God, dog, that's Jesus? That's you? Jesus said, yeah, it's you. I'm going.
So there.
Mount Transfiguration, I tell you, Jesus done turned like lightning, and Moses and Elijah talking to him, and everybody scared. Peter said, let's build 3 tabernacles. You know, Jesus on the slide like Peter, because Peter would come out with something, man. All right, now notice this. Oh, my, don't get your feeling hurt. I'm about to tell you something. Money cometh is not a principle, a teaching, a doctrine. It is wrapped in the prophetic.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Nobody had it before I brought it.
Nope.
Come on.
Nope.
Now, some of them try to pick it up, but they don't have the anointing to go with it.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Some of them try to get people to bring money to the altar. Give them some money and thought they're going to bring some money. And people, see, they ain't going to do that. It's an anointing. I'm going to teach you about that in the morning, about your miracle harvest in the morning. Mm-hmm. It's money coming, bring a miracle harvest with it.
Yes, sir.
You see, men try to get it to happen. And when men put my ministry down anyway, I've been there and it's been happening. People stop giving.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You stop. You don't go to that step no more. The step empty. I know some church I've been to, the step was full. Now the steps are empty.
Yes, sir.
Because the pastor got a little scared. They're scared of that money moving. You don't be scared of money, boy.
No, sir.
All right. Here's a statement I want to give you before I close. It's time for you to leave the elementary teaching on God's prosperity.
Wow.
Saying the same thing. That's why God had to put an auction with money coming to have some evidence with it. And I didn't even know myself when I was preaching in Tulsa to them thousands of people. And I just told them a story about how it happened to me at the supermarket. And then thousands of people got up, got started walking my way with money in their hand. I don't know what's going on yet. So when you don't know what's going on, just shut up. Act like you know what's going on. Trembling, but I'm saying, what is this? But it's the Lord was endorsing what he told me to do. Madison Square Garden happened the same way. They stuffed money in my pocket, put it down there. I told one woman was putting money. I said, don't touch me. My wife don't want you to touch me. She said, no. I just was playing with her. And then one time I got so happy at Madison Square Garden preaching, and the cameraman was trying to take the film, you know, but he didn't know where I was. I was on the floor rolling. I dropped on him. He's shooting all the men. He said, where you at? Holy Ghost hit me. I'm rolling on the floor. Money coming. Money miracles will destroy all debt cycles. Not all debt. All debt cycles in your life if you believe. If you believe. I got to close, children. If you believe. You believe. Praise God. It is time for the people of God to experience money miracles that produces financial prosperity, giving glory to God and his word and his work. You must know that, I gotta hurry, that money miracles are possible and they are pleasing to God.
Yes, sir.
Jeremiah 29:11 in the NIV Bible, you see that. Money cometh is prophetic and loaded with money miracles. Peter, that's Sam Peter. Sam Peter, Luke 5, Sam Peter. Look at this money miracle and know how to tap into it. Peter, that wasn't his first time he got some strong instruction. He had been fishing all night, Luke 5, and hadn't taken nothing. But he said, at thy word, I'm going to let down the net. Luke 5, you know, just first 10 verses, something like that. And what happened? He got a miracle load.
Yes, sir.
Ship started sinking. Somebody ship about to sink with money. See, some of y'all don't even believe it. No, something happening to you.
Yes,
just because I'm not doing acrobats don't mean nothing not happening.
Right.
All I can get you to believe, I got to close, but all I can get you to believe,
yes,
believe that money coming is unlocking money miracles in your life tonight.
Yes,
now, many things are about to happen, supernaturally, financially, for those who listen to me tonight.
Yes, sir.
Testimonies after testimony. Pastors send them testimonies to me. Dr. Fogg, he's going to receive a lot of testimony from his member because the angels, the prosperity angel, hearing me preach this message, are making arrangements for it to happen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And so we need to hear those testimonies because I'm expecting money miracles to be all over Columbus, Ohio, all over.
Yes,
all anybody tied in to me, anybody listening to this message, I'm expecting money miracles. Some things going to just change for you. Some things, places you've been trying to go, you couldn't get there because the money wasn't right. The money going to get right. You ain't going to, there's money coming, you're not going to be able to explain how you got it. I mean, so just don't even talk about it. Some money, I can't explain it.
Yeah. Right.
Are you following?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Got it.
I got a lady believing, I think, how many million it is, Shana? She's waiting on a multi-million dollar case, way up in the million. I declare and decree during this service. She listening.
Yes,
I ain't going to call her name. She listening. That money going to be turned loose.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Multi-million.
Yes, sir.
Case she got. And she do that money because they did her wrong. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But she connected to the money man.
Yes, sir.
Money coming. Ooh. Money miracle come by supernatural mean in unlikely time.
Yes, sir.
Unlikely.
Sometime the broker you are, the faster it come. Then I have a question here. Got 3 minutes. Here I got a question. Are you ready for your money miracle?
Yes, sir.
Explosion.
Yes, sir.
Well, make some noise then.
Hallelujah! Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I'm ready.
Hallelujah.
I'm ready.
Thank you, Lord.
Money miracles. Say this. Money miracle.
Money miracle.
Wisdom.
Wisdom.
Coming to me now.
Coming to me now.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
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 All right, I'll close with this, and we'll take up in the morning. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Money miracles are flowing in my life right now.
I believe.
And I receive.
And I receive.
I'm ready to be used by God.
Ready to be used by God.
With kingdom prosperity.
Kingdom prosperity.
Supplying
the force
for kingdom miracles.
For kingdom miracles.
All over the world.
All over the world.
I believe.
I receive
the prophetic message
and mantle
of money coming.
God
is looking for a remnant
who is ready
to accept
the full package
of his solution
and the good news.
Hallelujah. I'll never be broke another day in my life. The money just keep on coming. I'm a money magnet.
I call money.
And money has to obey me. I'm anointed for money.
I'm not afraid of money.
Money cometh
to me now.
I call supernatural debt cancellation.
I call my house paid for.
I call all cars I drive paid for. Everything I have paid for.
I call it
supernatural.
Money
coming
to me
now. See you tomorrow. See you tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
See you tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
See you tomorrow.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
All right, son, take it.